This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Joining us right now in our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline, a three-time American League Manager of the Year, over 1,500 career managerial victories. More recently, you've enjoyed his analysis on MLB Network. Buck Showalter is with us here on Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Buck, it is great to have you on here in San Diego. Good morning.
Guys, how we doing? How's the weather? How's the weather out there?
Well, you know, it's a little bit overcast today, but it'll be fine. It's always fine.
The horror.
Got a high of like 67 degrees.
Both of you.
Yeah. Oh,
right.
Well, it's an honor to talk to you, Buck. I grew up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Yeah,
I did. And you know, I've known your work for a long, long time. And I wondered, you know, watching you manage for so many years in the AL East, watching you manage in Texas as well, how has your perspective changed going up to the booth? You know, you always hear the guys go, oh, no, I'm one of them now. Now I'm part of the media. How has your perspective of the game changed the last few years?
No, you know, I've been fortunate enough to be in both leagues as a manager, so you kind of get a feel for it. I don't know how to answer it. I guess maybe verified a lot of things that I do. You know, you always want for verification, but, you know, they're not the enemy. You know, you're all just trying to, and I don't know. It's the old thing about treating people like you'd like to be treated, and knowing that at the end of the day, let's all don't take ourselves so seriously. You know, we're not, nobody's that busy, okay?
And, that's
you
it.
Just treat people like you want to be treated. It's not that hard a thing, but surprisingly, how many, you know, once you get over the suspicion that the whole world's after you, it's actually a pretty easy part of it.
You know, that's good to hear because you famously ran, you know, such a tight ship as manager. I was wondering, how did you deal with us loosey-goosey broadcast types once you got out of the dugout?
The way around. I guess the other way around. I think there's always been some perceptions about that. I don't think anybody that's been around me day in, day out, I mean, I have fun. If not a day goes by, I don't have a couple of big belly laughs. You know, we just can't take ourselves that seriously. And you know, it is a game we're playing. And it's serious for that time. But, no, I want our players to have fun. I want them to enjoy. There's a time for walk, a time for play. And I always wanted them to understand how lucky they were to be doing this. But at the same time, you're playing 7 days a week for 6 or 7 months to have a chance to roll the dice in October. You better not take things too seriously all the time.
That's a really, really good point. We're talking to Buck Showalter here on Ben and Woods this morning. I know you just did an article or did an interview with Britt Giroli, and she asked you, you know, straight up, Buck, do you want to manage again? And you are one of the names that's been thrown around here in San Diego as we have dismissed our manager, Jay Stengler. How interested would you be in a position here or anywhere else?
You know, guys, it's an honor to even have your name mentioned, but I don't sit around and do all the speculation and this and that. There's a lot of quality people out there to pick from. And, you know, I've known AJ somewhat from our days here in Texas. I never really saw him a whole lot because he was working so hard. He was constantly over in Latin America. He was scouting players. And always really admired his work ethic and the way how much he loved the game and had this thirst for, you know, for doing what he was asked to do. So, AJ will pick someone good. It's nice to even, you know, to have somebody mention your name. But there's a lot of quality guys out there, and he'll come up with somebody that, you know, can take them in the direction they want to go. you know, I don't like to see anybody lose their job, quite frankly. There's only 30 of them. So, you know, Jace is well-respected. He'll end up in a good place on his feet. And, you know, always the best for him.
And, you know, listen, you see it a lot of times, Buck. We're talking to Buck Showalter here on Ben and Woods this morning. You see it a lot of times, like, in the NFL, where a guy will be a head coach, and then, you know, they'll say, well, you know, he's really a good defensive mind. Let's get him back to defensive coordinator. You know, you see it. Dan Quinn is a name that just popped in my head, head coach of the Falcons. Now he's a coordinator for the Cowboys. He's doing great. Defense is looking good. For you to come back into the dugout, eventually, maybe someday, whatever, would it have to be in the head position? Would it have to be in a managerial role, do you think?
I haven't given that a whole lot of thought. I think it would depend on who the manager is. You know, I would have, you know, this is kind of about how you leave this world and how the people you impact along the way, you know, whether it be players or whether it be coaches or, you know, I look at a lot of the coaches I've had on coaching staffs, and I'm real proud of the of what they've done with their lives as a result of the opportunities they were given. So it's all about the atmosphere and the situation you're cast in, you know, from a leadership standpoint. You know, the best organizational standpoints in really any sport is when the owner and the general manager and the manager are all connected at the hip. I mean, that's got to be the triangle of, you know, everybody pulling in the same direction. And, you know, that's something that I would have to feel real comfortable with. And there's some quality situations out there, but, you know, situations that are very easy and don't have any problems, guys, they don't pay very well. You know what I mean?
That's a good point. That's a very good point. Buck, you mentioned Jace Tingler, and we got to know him. Good man, good baseball man, really liked him, hard worker. One of the things that may have been an issue was his lack of a big league playing career. And I wanted to ask you that because you were a minor leaguer but never played in the big leagues. You got that opportunity to manage. Your players gave you a chance. It seems nowadays players seem to crave, though, that the experience of a former player who's walked in their shoes. Have you seen more of that recently?
Well, first of all, you know, I'm real careful about weighing in on things that I'm not there for. You know, I'm not in San Diego. I'm not in the clubhouse. I'm not, you know, and I'm sure that whoever comes in there is going to go, wow, okay, now I understand why some of the challenges they might have had. There's not some, you're just going to sprinkle fairy dust over everything.
No, but speaking generally, just about that, yeah.
No, but I think that they come in all shapes and sizes. Like, you know, Jason's had a lot more playing experience than a lot of coaches in today's game. I think they do want someone who's walked in their shoes, not necessarily at the big league pitcher, but understands the failure that goes on and how you handle it. You know, what always hit me in the big leagues was the lack of confidence of some major league players who are the best players in the world. You're expecting the best umpires, the best, most confident players, all the other stuff, and it kind of hits you that, wow, you know, there's some real doubt that creeps into players' minds. And having people around them that, you know, the analytical part's very important, and nobody embraced it and embraces it more than me, but you also have to have the human element there that you got to understand what's going on, you know, off the grid, so to speak, and how each guy's wired differently.
Well, one player that we have here that does not lack confidence that you know very well is Manny Machado, and he's my favorite baseball player in the big leagues, bar none. I love watching him play. Yeah, he's unbelievable, Buck. When you had Manny was a younger man, not as wise as he is today, certainly. Tell us, give us some background about your relationship with Manny and what it was like managing a very young Manny Machado.
Well, you know, it's funny. We knew we were going to need a third baseman. Ours had gotten hurt, and we knew we were going to have a pretty good chance to make the playoffs. And Manny was in Double-A in Bowie about 45 minutes away, so he was playing shortstop. So our infield instructor at the big league level, Bobby Dickerson, you guys know well, would go over to Bowie in the afternoon when nobody was around. We would work him at third base for about 2 or 3 weeks. And then we finally called him up, and everybody said, wow, you're going to make this position change. No, we've been doing it for about a month. And Manny made it very easy. So we knew that he would descend when he came up. So, you know, young players have their moments offensively back and forth, but the defensive side of it allows them to impact your game while they figure out the offense. And, you know, to watch Manny evolve as a player and the human being, the husband, and my wife and his wife still stay in contact, Yana, and just to watch, the young man he's becoming. We were talking some about the little altercation you had with Tatis. I said, your only problem, your heart was in the right place. It should have been up the runway. He said, you mean where you and I had ours? I said, yeah, that's where we had ours. We made sure we had it out of the camera. There's tough love, and they kind of come back to you, because the guys that are willing to kind of paint reality instead of going along and telling everybody how everything's perfect every day, but do it with a pure heart. You can't, players sniff a phony in a heartbeat. And whether you're a major league manager who's played 10 years in the big leagues or whatever, sooner or later, the novelty of that wears off. And it's about what you bring and the pureness of your heart when you're talking about doing things that helps you win. And Manny grasped that very quickly. Very smart young man.
Buck, in your opinion, because, we watch the games and man, we are such a baseball first show always. I'm watching the games and you see like what happened with Dave Roberts last night. He makes a move and it doesn't work out. That happens to every single manager. No manager is infallible to mistakes. It seems to me that the most nerve-wracking part of being a manager in 2021 and beyond is that bullpen management, Buck. It has changed. It's changed from when you came up, your first time, and it changed with the Diamondbacks, and then it changed with the Orioles. It changes. It evolves.
It has, and it has. Watching the injuries of guys in the bullpen in today's game compared to the way it used to be, I really believe mentality and emotional stability and the consistency of use of guys really keeps them healthy. If I had to walk into a stadium and watch one thing to tell me if a guy knew what he was doing, I'd watch his bullpen management. I mean, if you see a left-hander or a right-hander up in the second inning, somebody's getting dry-humped. That doesn't work. And you just the constant ups and downs. And I think a lot of it's because you have so many toys. You're carrying 13, 14 pitchers. We used to carry 9, 10, 11, and God forbid we went to 12. I actually think if you went back to a maximum of 12 pitchers on staff, you'd see guys stay a lot healthier. I really do. And I think because you've got so many guys, and when they get their chance to pitch, there's so much extra torque, and they're all chasing velocity. And I don't think guys really put together pieces in a bullpen that call for situations. I remember we got to some situations where we didn't even have to answer the phone down a bullpen. They knew when it rang who was supposed to be up for that situation. That's the utopia you look for in a bullpen. But constantly, that's with seven guys in a bullpen now. Sometimes they got nine. And they got so many toys to play with. Sometimes they just – it's constantly using them. But, the injuries coming out of the bullpen in today's game is very alarming to me. There's something not right there.
Buck, very insightful, interesting conversation. Really appreciate you spending a few minutes with us and appreciate your diplomacy as well with the managerial questions.
We're good.
You
guys go take naps because you get up so early.
I'm off to the driving range, Buck. So that's where I'm heading.
I'm up until midnight. I got a TV job at night too, so I never sleep.
You guys are young and bulletproof, but somewhere along the line there's a nap in there.
There's a nap in there somewhere. Thanks, Buck. Appreciate it so much.
I'm gonna go finish washing the dogs. Take care.
There you go. All right, Buck Showalter with us on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads.
I could sit and listen to him tell baseball stories when he's talking about Manny.
That was my favorite part.
I need that. I love those old stories.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!